Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. In fact, she was heading to the horse when I was leaving. Today, the 29th of August, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got Liam at the helm.
Good morning.
Everything's falling off the microphones. Not mine. Well, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm good.
You got a special day out there today?
Not really. It's going to be a pretty average day.
Oh, okay.
High of 93, low of 69. We do have a fire weather watch starting tonight and continuing through Wednesday night. We're going to cool off near the end of the week with a chance of showers on Friday night. Not Saturday night, though. But,
wow. Yeah. A little rain?
That's rain.
That's always good. It's always good to do a little rain there and help fight the fires. We're going to do an update on the fires here in a couple of minutes. Sunday, a high near 83. Labor Day, a high near 85. And sunny. By the way, we are going to, when we first started, we took no time off. Everybody worked every holiday, except for 4th of July and Veterans Day and Christmas, Thanksgiving, those. But now, as we've aged, I think given a three-day weekend now and then is cool. Reason, you know, is you all get paid to be here by the hour, so that takes a day of your payoff. But, you know, if we make money this month, we'll get that bonus. we'll get that bonus situation going there. Yeah, so we're going to do best of on Monday, so everybody can take a day off there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally run, a family-owned business out of Anderson, been in the business a couple of decades. They're really fine people, the Kinney family. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other programs that for their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Shasta Gas Propane.
Here's some news.
Okay.
So we have that fire watch.
Yep.
And there's an article I'm looking at. It says PG&E says likely power shutoffs as Northern California gets first fire watch of 2023.
Okay.
So
let's talk about it. Let's do a little update on the fires. I just took a look at the Cal Fire map. And it is, there are fires all through the North State. If you take a look at those complexes, go to Cal Fire, Fire Awareness Map. And an update, this is as of yesterday, the Happy Cap complex in Siskiyou County has grown to 3,200 acres. Lightning caused new fires near the Deep Fire. Winds from dry storm spread fires in the Happy Camp complex to making it more than 3,200 acres over the weekend. And when it rained last week, it was cooler. They were able to make some progress at it, but it is still going. So they think that the cooler temperatures this week will help calm the fires. The Deep Fire is burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, which is kind of where we're getting a lot of that haze. It's coming down southwest of Trinity Center and northwest of Trinity Lake. And, again, like I said, they had lightning cause fires over the weekend. It's about 58% contained. Sunday, the Deep Fire moved into the Little Salt Creek area where the train is inaccessible to the firefighters. So they used aircraft to be battling that. Even if flames do jump Little Salt Creek, the blaze would then burn up against rock, which would help contain, I would hope, the fire. They patrolled the edges of the burn area yesterday, make sure they weren't reigniting, and crews were also watching for burning trees falling. So, now, moving to the Happy Camp complex, had burned a total of 19,000 acres in Siskiyou County and Klamath National Forest, up from 15,000. Most of the fire growth happened on the west side of the complex. Okay. It's something we're going to be living with. Maui fire. Things are starting to come out. They've found that the fire was caused by, believe it or not, an electric line.
Mm.
That because of the high winds they were having, because they were on the edge of that hurricane, that dropped and started it. Now, the electric company admitted that, and they said, but by the time, you know, they de-energized all of their wires, was what they said, but, you know, the first one had already started. But then they turned around and blamed the firefighters for putting out the fire and then leaving, and the fire wasn't out, and it started again. And then, of course, with the other fiascos, with the that part with the not sounding the sirens, which is one of the most technologically adept systems that we have to warn people. It's usually to warn people about tsunamis and hurricanes. That the roads being blocked by electric crews trying to get the poles back up, catching people out there, the shifting of the water resources. So the guy in charge of the emergency response there, who had no experience in it, retired for reasons of health, and the guy that was in charge of the water, not giving the water where they needed it, was reassigned. There's going to be, I have seen, and I'm not saying it's just Hawaii, of course, but I've been involved in a natural disaster and a flood there. And the flood that hit 500 homes and on the in the Kailua area and in that whole area over there was because they had not cleaned out the storm drains in the canal. So yeah, you know, when I heard that, it didn't surprise me. Just let me put it this way: it didn't really surprise me on that. So a lot of things to talk about. 8 o'clock, we got Haven Humane coming in here, but. Anderson, we talked about this yesterday. The Anderson Union High School District had said that they will notify parents if there's things going on with the gender with the kids, and that they would tell the parents. If the child had said, wanted to change their name, go into a transformation like this, said, we're going to tell the parents. Parents have to know this. And then the attorney general said, well, you know, you can't do that. It goes against the law, blah, 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 blah. Well, what's happening with that? That one right there is just it's shots across the bow. But what the attorney general is doing is that they are going to sue Chico, because Chico had the same school there, and Chico has the same problem come up, same concern came up. To let the mother said, I had to hear from friends what was going on at the school, and this isn't right. So they said that parents should be told about this. So the state of California, an attorney general, is going to sue them and tell them that they have to keep student gender identities hidden from the parents. And we, you know, this discussion right there is the fact is it's not the fact. You talked a little bit about it, I think, Liam, that, you know, you knew if kids, I know you're in there doing something else, but
you knew
if kids were, I don't know. See, I don't know how many. Is it 25% of the student body? Is it one person out of the whole student body?
When I was in high school, I mean, and I guess things change dramatically fast in the education world. There were only like 4 or 5 kids that I knew of.
That had changed.
Yep.
They were changing. They wanted to be called by different names.
Mm-hmm.
Did they change clothes while they were in school or these kind of things? Or
yeah.
Okay. Well, the Chino Valley School, I said Chico before, it's not, it's Chino, California, Unified School District approved a policy last month requiring teachers to tell parents if their children begin to use names and pronouns that match those on their birth certificate. Under the policy, teachers must also notify parents if their children request access to school facilities which do not correspond with their biological sex. And the, which is what Anderson Union High School District just said. And the guy was the secretary or the superintendent of public instruction, Tony Thurman, was there, but he was escorted out because, hey, you're not part of our community. Anyway, they announced yesterday that they are suing the forced, they call it the forced outing policy, claiming that it violates state law and threatens the safety of the students. Was there problems if, you know, you were there? I mean, we never faced anything like this in high school. But were there problems for kids when they decided to make this transgender shift? I mean, the problems would come from school, I would think. But did you ever see any of that?
I honestly, at least at Foothill, which is where I went, the culture there is very respectful. Like the administration and the teachers and the students were all like very, very respectful of the students.
Yeah. So the problem wasn't in the school.
Mm-mm, no.
So when they say is that the lawsuit claims that the school board's motivations in adopting the policy would create and harbor animosity, discrimination, and prejudice towards transgender and gender nonconforming students. They want to just tell the parents what's going on. I mean, this is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. The parents maybe should know about this. And they're saying, well, they may meet with discrimination at home, but maybe not. Maybe the parents are going to be there to help support them and make this easier.
I mean, if the students wanted their parents to know, wouldn't they tell their parents? Right? I mean, like...
Okay, that's a good point.
I mean, like, yeah.
That's a good point. On the other hand, the fact is that it's going to come out anyway.
It's true.
I mean, the lady over in Chico found out because one of her friends called her, because the kids in school knew about it. Yeah. And they tell their parents, and their parents tell their – they said, well, gosh, what's going on? Not what's going on, but, hey, we support you, or I know you're going through this. And they don't know anything about it.
I can get behind, like, elementary school, like, being like, hey, parents, like, FYI. You know, and I can get by in middle school, but I mean, when you're like a teenager and you're in high school, like you cross a threshold, you know, where like you're not an adult, but like you need to be able to make your own decisions. And if you don't, if
I understand what you're saying,
you know, yeah, no, and I
were you making great decisions when you were 15 or 14?
Of course not, but no one is.
No, right? You're right.
That's part of it. No one is.
That's right.
And so, like, I mean, if a student doesn't want their parents to know something, like,
what about grades?
They're different. That's different.
Okay, that's different. Okay.
Of course,
well,
it's
no, it is. But
I mean, it's.
At what point should the parents be let in on?
Well, I mean, how much do parents historically know about what's happening at school? You know.
Parents. That's another good question. You know, some parents know everything that's going on. I found out from my daughters that every one of their grades, every one of their assignments, were online, and they could check it if they wanted.
Yeah.
And my daughter knew exactly which classes they were having a problem with daily. Well, weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I would just think this is important enough that. Yeah, there should be, you know, if they just, you know, okay, you've been, it's a couple months here in school, you're obviously, this isn't something that you just changed your mind about and all this, and you're kind of waffling.
Yeah.
But after a couple months, I think it's time to come in for counseling for all sides, in my opinion, you know, in a neutral place to kind of start addressing this because they're still living at home.
It's true.
Anyway.
Yes. Got
to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive is our jewelry store of choice. Locally owned, locally operated, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairman in the whole area is right there. Rebecca and Henry have a great store there. They work with people. You need your battery changed on your, I see, you know, every time I'm in there, there's two or three people coming in and get the batteries changed on their watches. Just come in, 5 minutes later, they're walking out. New battery, no hassle. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
More disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my second town hall meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. 7:24 in the morning. It's 68 degrees out there. Here on the 29th of August, and this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging with their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program, and the whole idea is to lessen the amount of debilitating falls for the senior citizens and those with disabilities. They come in and they put up grab rails and maybe stair rails and other things to help people get through the house a little bit safer and easier. to learn more or get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. Portland, Oregon, which, by the way, is losing billions of dollars as people and businesses are moving out of there. I've read two or three different stories from different news agencies about people who've had it in Portland. Well, Portland, realizing that, decides to say, well, look, we've got to take a look at our next generation coming up and how can we ensure that they're better off. So they are looking at a new equitable grading practice in Portland schools. If adopted, the new practices will bring various changes, such as new grading structures, not grading homework, not giving students failing grades for not completing their work, or cheating, and not grading for non-academic factors, such as behavior, participation, and effort. Not giving...
I'm reading about Portland's...
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, there's schools. 55% of their students are not proficient to, like, the national standards in reading.
Oh, yeah.
And 55.
Oh, no, there's... I'm sure if you take a look at it and you look at math and all those, that, you know, because it's probably an average, so okay, they can read.
Yeah.
So they can read to the third grade level, but they can't do math to the fourth. Anyway, not giving a student a zero when his or her work earns such a low mark actually harms the child, said Jonathan Butcher, an education fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You hurt a student when you pass them from one grade to another without asking the student to show they can complete the work he or she is assigned. Hello? Kind of like work when you're out of school.
Yep.
If you're not doing the job, that's okay. We're just going to still pay you and watch the company go down. The initiative springs from a grading practice implemented by some of the district schools during the COVID pandemic. Thank you, COVID. That accommodated for inequalities in access to curriculum and instruction. Okay, I can understand that since they wouldn't let them go to school and they didn't have computers. I can understand that. It's to standardize practices district-wide after the non-unified implementation led to a mosaic of grading practices across schools and across the district. Given the dismal scores in reading and math on national comparisons after the pandemic, it is said that the school district would exercise the soft bigotry of low expectations. The district's approach will harm students for life by not holding them responsible for their behavior and decisions, Butcher said. The equitable grading practices are currently being workshopped and are expected to be implemented in the district by 2025, according to the Washington Free Beacon. The focus should be demonstrations of proficiency instead of rewarding students for playing the school game.
The thing is,
and you've got feelings about that. You felt like you were being warehoused.
Well, so we know that a student's ability to succeed in school is very much just dependent on the school's funding, and schools are primarily funded through local property taxes, and so schools in poor neighborhoods have a poorer education because class sizes are bigger.
No, I agree with you.
Right,
no,
and so if
I totally agree
if we really wanted to solve education and do a better job of educating students, we wouldn't fund schools with property taxes. Schools,
well, it could be a part of it.
Well, if you look at test scores in schools in rich neighborhoods versus poor neighborhoods,
well, they pay their teachers more.
They pay their teachers more. Class sizes are smaller. They can hire more teachers.
Better access to all the extra stuff.
Correct.
No, I agree with that. You know,
that's how you solve the problem.
You know, when people talk to me about giving money to people because of slavery from 200 mm-hmm. years ago. Take that money and put it in education.
Yeah.
Put it in education, low interest loans, things like that.
Yeah.
Not individuals. Put it for the generations. Anyway, it draws its framework that said that not giving students zero, adopting a 0 to 4 scale instead of a traditional 0 to 100, giving greater weight to recent performances, not including group work for grades, allowing retakes, developing Rubik's, and more, And it said it should be based on valid evidence and knowledge, not on evidence that is likely to be influenced by the teacher's implicit bias or reflect the student's environment. Yeah, the bias resident practice it lists to be implemented include using summative assignments, not grading homework, not including it as a part of the final grade, not penalizing late work, not offering extra credit, excluding attendance, effort, attitude, or behavior, and providing alternative consequences for cheating rather than assign zeros. Come on.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's time to take a break. I've got two more things I want to hit today. I look at news and I look at articles in the evening, and then last night I sent myself three of them so I could talk about them today, and this is just one of them, about what are we doing to those kids in Portland. You know, it goes back to COVID, and COVID is going to have generations of effects on us, from 5-year-olds to 18-year-olds, all through that school system. For businesses, for everything, the amount of money we pushed into the economy, the huge, huge amount of money we pushed in this economy just by printing it, inflation today. And I'm going to keep saying this. You're paying $700 more a month now than you were 2 years ago. And that's a lot of money. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life and family changing. Maybe it's not the employer. It's probably not the employer who values you, who wants you to come back to work. You've been a member of their team a long time. It comes down to insurance companies and whether you're getting the treatment you should have. Well, Patrick Gorman is an expert on this. If you're not getting that treatment, he's going to fight for you, and he is a fighter. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Free consultation. Tell him what's going on, and he's going to give you some good advice. We'll be right back.
Make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar. But I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. But I keep on.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bicycle. And Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle or charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about these rebates available. Okay. Here's something, you know, if you've never read Range Magazine, I'm going to bring in Range Magazine and let you read it. Liam, you'll appreciate it. It's a magazine that comes out, I don't know, every other month. And it talks about the plight of farmers and ranchers. And it talks about, you know, historical ranches in the area. You know, families have had them for 100 years or 150 years. And it talks about the things the government does to them. And I was just reading this article about BLM and the changes they're making. And then I saw last night the state of Montana has filed a legal motion against the Biden administration over its decision to permit a billionaire-backed organization to lease large swaths of public property for non-agriculture uses. In a motion for summary judgment filed with the Department of Interior's Office of Hearings and Appeals, Montana alleged a Bureau of Land Management rule issued in 2022 unlawfully prioritizes non-production conservation herds over livestock production in the state's rural ranching communities. What is this about? This American Prairie Reserve, this environmental organization, wants to graze bison across leased federal lands. The BLM's final decision granting a general use permit to graze bison is a direct attack on the rural communities, attacks that have become a hallmark of the Biden administration, the attorney general from the state of Montana said. BLM has been over backwards to circumvent the law and approve APR's plan to turn hundreds of thousands of acres of productive ranch land into a nature preserve for the wealthy. From shutting out Montana ranchers during the comment period, proposing to copy and paste directly from APR's website. That's always good to see when they just copy and paste, put it in there. And ignoring federal law and its own regulations. There's something wrong here. With no input from local communities. So, they're grazing bison across 63,000 acres of federal lands that the group had leased over the past several years. Now, ranchers use this land, BLM land. They also lease it, but they use it for cattle production so they can move their cattle from spot to spot so they can take care of the ground and, you know, and move their herds through there so we'll have cattle production. The Overall, APR has completed a total of 37 transactions to create a habitat base of 460,000 acres in Montana, of which 124,000 is privately owned and 336,000 acre leases from the state and mainly federal government. This is part of their goal of creating a 3.2 million acre ecosystem connecting private and leased lands to the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge in northern Montana. The giant conservation project would benefit both wildlife in the region and the public, according to this group. And instead of asking the federal government to manage the project, APR states its goals are fueled entirely by private philanthropy and voluntary land exchanges. Now, who makes this thing up? Makes this group up? The American Prairie Foundation has raised tens of millions of dollars in recent years, according to its recent tax filings, thanks to a large part to its donors, which include well-known Wall Street and Silicon Valley magnates. Last year, the group reported financial contributions in excess of $63 million, up 53%. Hansburg Wyss, a Swiss financier and mega donor of liberal causes, deceased German retail mogul Evian Hobb, John Mars, the heir to the Mars candy fortune, and Susan Packard Orr, daughter of the Hewitt Packard Company, co-founder, have all donated to it. And 3% have come from international donors. Now, my favorite, let me see, they're saying it would give, when they release the wild bison, it would give visitors a chance to witness the majestic species. Well, how many people are going to go out there and see this out in the middle of nowhere? Because you know they're not going to have roads mm-hmm. out there because they want to keep it as, you know, untouched as possible. So it's not like Liam said, I'm going to go out and watch, you know, bison. You know, maybe they've got a little, like a bison watching area there. Now, the people that are fighting it, United Property Owners Montana, expressed concern that free-roaming bison may infect surrounding livestock with brucellosis, an infectious disease commonly found in bison and elk populations, which could wipe out the cattle industry. And it would likely decrease agricultural production revenue and harm support industries. And I'm trying to the guy says they're trying to treat cattle and bison interchangeably on the purpose of issuing general grazing permits, and it defies law and logic. And they've renamed the bison as conservation animals, non-production animals, or as wildlife. The fact is that they are not livestock for purposes of the law. What were they called? They were called indigenous. I'm trying to find the name of it, but it was calling them like domestic indigenous livestock, making them livestock instead of wild animals.
It's like, insane.
It is, and it's having a huge, you know, it's going to have a huge impact in Montana on this. And here is the state of Montana saying, wait a minute, you can't do this to us. Well, yeah, we can't, because BLM says they can. And they can change anything they want. And again, we get back into federal agencies having impacts that it should be that Congress should get into this.
Mm-hmm.
And they will. I'm sure Congress will get into this. I hope they will. Where you can take almost, you know, you can take almost 1 million acres of land and make it fallow, because it will be fallow, except for bison, which will travel, I guess, from one area to another. Are they going to herd them in these areas or just kind of let them just go wild? I mean, they're not going to fence it.
No. Who knows?
You know? And if you read Range Magazine, you'll see other things like BLM land that families have used for decades. They're taking it away and putting solar farms. They destroy everything around there, and they put solar farms there. Or they just don't want them out there again. This one wildlife group destroyed all the watering stations in that whole area so they could, you know, change the whole habitat there. Things that, you know, other states are going through this stuff too. Mm-hmm. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. The hospital that has a TAVR valve replacement has a number of cutting edge technologies that save people's lives that are performed here where people do not have to go down 3 or 4 hours to Davis or other places to have done because they do them here. They're one of the highest rated hospitals, in Leapfrog. They have the only Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system here, which means less pain, less invasive surgery, reduced risk. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Plus, they're now a teaching hospital. They've got 13 new residents there that are been worked into their routine, and they're not only serving there at Shasta Regional, they're out at the VA clinic and Redding Rancheria clinics. They're out there. At Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Redding. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:49 in the morning here on the 29th of August, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. With the turmoil in the insurance industry and the inflation, all of these things, maybe you'd like to have a second opinion on insurance and your financial matters. We'll give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of what you have going there. It could be that everything's fine. She'll tell you that. But if not, she's there and able to help you. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Okay, the last article I found, and this too kind of hit home, was, if you remember, before you were here, we had Kara Tennant. She was a veterinarian, would be on once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara was an outdoors person. I mean, you know, runner, biker, you know, mountain biker, horses, the whole thing. And she told us one time on the air how she was allergic to meat. And I said, "You're allergic to meat." And I said, "Have you always been allergic to meat?" And she goes, "No." And here's this article. A dangerous meat allergy related to a certain tick bite is on the rise as numbers explode across Virginia. And that's where she got it. She was living in Virginia. She got bitten by something called a Texas tick, I think it's called.
Yep.
And it's causing a lot of concern. What is it? It's called an alpha-gal syndrome. As an emerging public health concern, they must avoid eating foods containing the alpha-gal molecule sugar. It's a growing clinical and public health concern for persons in the United States, yet in the absence of a national surveillance system, the prevalence of this condition is largely unknown. It says it's linked to tick bites, specifically from the insects known as the Lone Star Tick. I call it the Texas Tick, but it's Lone Star Tick. You know, same thing. And what happens is it usually lives in areas below 1,600 feet in elevation. It's an aggressive biter and has potential to transmit serious diseases such as ehrlichiosis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And the adult female is best recognized by a white dot or a lone star in the center of her back.
Hmm.
Now, what this does is if you eat meat, you get violently ill and throw it up. And, I mean, extreme nausea, and you can't hold it down. And Dr. Tennant was telling us about it. When she got it, she had no idea. But then she started getting sick. And she couldn't, you know, and then she, you know, went to the doctor finally. And they, it's not easy to diagnose back then. But when, you know, they found out what it was. So now this thing is now becoming maybe more widespread. Every time I got to look for something, it was bitten by a tick, developed the allergy, and had to completely change his diet. Everywhere I go, I got to look for something, chicken or fish. I've got to make sure I don't eat any dairy products. Huh. No milk.
Huh.
No butter. And he had not experienced any severe symptoms from the allergy. And how do you prevent it? It's just like you prevent any tick. Spray the hell out of your legs.
Yeah.
In your clothes and check your body. I had a friend that, if we came out of the field one time, had a tick burrowed into his body in a very sensitive place. And that went down. He went down to the emergency room on base to get that fixed. So those are it's funny when you read something like that, that now it's starting to spread. Imagine that, getting a tick bite, and you couldn't have an In-N-Out
That would suck.
Yeah. I didn't know it was dairy butter and milk, though.
I thought it was just red meat.
Yeah.
Because I've heard about it.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Hmm. Okay. Gosh. Town hall that Patrick Jones is having, the main speaker there, Clint, is going to be on our show Thursday from 8 to 9. And he's going to talk about this. I've never heard him speak. And I want to hear about this MESA, the MESA syndrome. I want to hear how that they can show statistically how elections can be swung. It's one of those things that, people say, well, it's never been found out in court. And then the other side says it's never been allowed into court because of status. So, and this guy seems to be, he votes for Newsom. So it's not like he's a Trump supporter that's come up with this thing. What do you got going this week?
I'm going to run a duathlon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's it.
That's basically it. Yeah.
There's so many things going on. Oh, Friday night. It's going to be the night on the green at Tiger Field.
Ooh.
It's going to be it's going to be Danger Kitty, who we saw the other night, and I was thoroughly entertained by this group. But they're going to be out there Friday. We got Paisano Days coming up in September. A lot of things happening in September. Paisano Days.
The barbecue, the Gasol Cowboys.
Open house at the Wild Horse Sanctuary. I have an open house there on September the 23rd. The first annual Justice Crab Feed, Fight Against Human Sex Trafficking. That'll be in October. The Stand Down, which is the North Valley Stand Down Association, which is for all homeless veterans, hand up, not a handout, is going to occur in October. We're going to talk a lot more about that. And for any of y'all that are thinking about wanting to join us on November 10th for the Marine Corps birthday out at Wind River and have a great dinner and see the presentation of the flags, the cake, the honoring of the oldest and youngest Marines there, guest speaker, and just a good time. That's going to be November 10th. There'll be more information coming out on that also. So, Board of Supervisors today, that should be – it's always interesting to see what that's about, the Board of Supervisors, to see what happens next. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning.
What's
up?
Yeah,
the Board of Supervisor meeting is always interesting what happens there.
It always is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You just never know what people come up with, including me. But anyways, I was going to ask you, did you attend the event this Saturday where Sergio Garcia was there, the attorney?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you attend the event that took place Saturday with Sergio Garcia, the dreamer?
You know, I did not, and I'm sorry I did not. I wanted to meet him after we had interviewed him, but we were tied up in other things all day.
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't see you there.
So how'd you like it?
Oh, it's great. I actually know Sergio Garcia. I met him back in 2012 or 11. So yeah, it was nice to see him there again.
Well,
the
one thing I didn't bring up during the interview because I didn't want to, but he was supposed to speak here, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and they had to cancel his appearance because of death threats, because they could not guarantee his safety. I did not bring that up during the interview because I thought I don't want to get somebody, give ideas to the wrong people. But
yeah,
I found that really interesting. He couldn't speak because they couldn't guarantee his safety.
He actually did mention that at the event, and he was actually, he said he did get a lot of threats, him and his wife, so it was really difficult for him, and I understand that. But it was a good event.
Well, good. I really enjoyed my interview with him. And,
he's very smart. Very smart.
Well, you know what? He believes in a lot of things that a lot of people up here believe in. And anything that takes you 25 years of working hard at it, to get your citizenship and being, you know, here for most of your life before that, and then having the Obama Justice Department when no one's fighting him, trying to keep him from getting his being admitted to the bar. I mean, he didn't, you know, those are all little surprises I heard.
Yeah, you know, and he was not just like anybody who was coming across the border, when, like you said, you know, 30 years old. No, this is when he was little, so he had nothing to say
He was 17 months old.
Bringing you over.
Yeah,
so.
17 months old when he came over.
Yeah.
In fact, when his dad took him back over and he was 10, he spoke no Spanish.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was funny. But, yeah, I'm glad what the way it turned out for him. He's very happy, you know. So, because I asked him would he be interested in running, because he will be another Cesar Chavez, you know. And but he said no. He liked his life and he's comfortable where he's at.
Well, good. Well, thank you very much, Doris. We got to run. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Haven Humane.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss America. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And Tampa says those who are being advised or ordered to clear out should do so ASAP.
Don't wait, and if you have to evacuate your area, do so, but you don't have to go 100 miles or 1,000 miles. If you can just get to a non-evacuation area, a friend's house or a hotel, you will be fine.
Governor Ron DeSantis says do not underestimate the power of the incoming storm.
This is going to be a major hurricane, likely a Category 3, and scheduled to hit along this big bend, and we've not really had a hurricane strike this area for a long, long time. I think you got to go back to the 1800s.
As it departs Florida, the storm expected to start lashing the Carolinas later on Thursday. On the Trump legal front, arraignment has been scheduled in Georgia for the former president, facing racketeering charges.
After turning themselves into authorities last week to be formally booked, Trump and the 18 people indicted along with him in Georgia are scheduled to be arraigned next Wednesday, September 6th. They face charges that they participated in a wide-ranging illegal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. American consumers feeling less confident as summer draws to a close. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index tumbled to a reading of 106.1 this month, down from a revised 114 in July. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 76 points, the Nasdaq at 163. Townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
An outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Poland has killed at least 14 people.
Most of the people who died were elderly, and all were suffering from other chronic illnesses. They became infected by inhaling the bacteria from contaminated water. Legionnaires' disease is not transmitted by drinking contaminated water. It's still not clear how the bacteria got into the water, but initial tests do not conclude the city's water supply network was the cause. However, additional chlorine has been added to the city's water as a precaution.
The BBC's Adam Easton. Thousands of protesters are in cars and on motorbikes have taken to the streets of Colombia's big cities, rejecting recent hikes in gas prices that have drastically increased the price of fuel in the South American country. Protesters say that the monthly price hikes set by Colombia's first leftist government, making it harder for small business to operate, could push up the price of food. News and analysis, townhall.com. The state attorney general is suing a Southern California school district for trying to keep parents in the loop.
It's over the school district's new policy that requires schools to notify parents if their children change their gender identification or pronouns. Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the suit Monday against Chino Valley Unified School District. That district is one of several in Southern California that have adopted similar policies. That's drawing criticism from Democratic leaders who control state government. Bonta says it amounts to forced outing of transgender students. The Chino Valley School Board president says the district will stand its ground. Keith Peters reporting.
And the latest on prices at the pump. Gasoline prices continuing their upward march. AAA has today's national average for a gallon of regular at $3.82. That's up a penny from yesterday. It's also 8 cents a gallon higher than a month ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 29th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion in communities. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam, didn't I talk to you about slowing August down a little bit?
Talked to me about slowing down the whole year.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
You've done it. You've done nothing. You've done nothing to do that. Except at your age, it probably drags out longer.
Maybe not. It sure felt like a fast year.
It did. Yeah,
I swear it was just February.
Yeah, I was thinking October. Okay, what's it look like this week?
Yeah, so we're going to have a high of 93 today, a low of 69 tonight. We do have a fire weather watch tonight through Wednesday night. That might mean rolling blackouts, but we don't know. We do have
there was
rain.
Some warning going on,
yeah.
And we got smoke also.
That's
now.
True.
Today and tonight.
It looks like the smoke's going to clear up by Thursday, and then we'll have rain Friday night and Saturday, and we'll be in the mid-70s. So
I see here it says with this chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, a low near 61. Wow. It's going to be in the 60s. And then next on Labor Day, sunny with a high near 86. That's cool. Weather report's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers as friends. They have great relationships with their customers because, you know, they appreciate their customers, and the customers appreciate Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I have Mark Story here because it's the last Tuesday of the month.
Good morning.
Not the 4th, not the 3rd, not the 5th. It's the last Tuesday.
That's right.
It only took me 2 years to figure that out.
Two years, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
how
10.
You doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Missed you last month.
Yeah, I missed you guys too.
What was it?
Camp Love a Pet.
Camp Love a Pet.
Yeah.
How you doing there with that? I mean, how was it? Tell
it
us
was
about
awesome.
That.
It was probably two of my... I say this every year, but two of my favorite camps. I think
you do say that every year.
I think every year, Cassie and Jim and Sarah and all the people that are involved with camp all do such a great job of improving it and making it more fun and just more stuff to it. That it was definitely my favorite. We kind of redesigned a little bit the graduation area. We made it a little bit better for the people watching, which was great. We had a great group of kids, phenomenal group of dogs. So, yeah, camp was great. The Monday after the second camp comes, it's my worst day of the year because I know that I've got 11 months before the next camp comes up again, and that's kind of a bummer.
You can only do it during the summer.
Yeah, because, you know, it's kids 10 to 15, so they're in school, and we're not going to do it during a holiday break because they're busy doing holiday break stuff. So
yeah.
We only do two of them during the summer just because logistically it's a very difficult thing. So we would love to do more. We just can't. So Yeah, registration will open. Signups will open on February 1st, and they will fill up probably by 9 a.m. on February 1st. So we had a waiting list this year of, oh, gosh, probably 15 kids on each camp waiting to try and get in. So.
And you're limited by
The dogs.
Room or dogs? Or,
yeah, because the dogs are stuck in the kennels for a minimum of 3 weeks. So, okay. So we have 16 kids, so 8 dogs, because they randomly get paired up. So there's 8 dogs for 16 kids. So
each time?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Each time, yeah. Hmm. Yep. So we do 16 kids, which is a pretty good number for us. It makes it even. We have obviously 4 teams of 4. And so, yeah, it works out pretty well for us because, you know, we have a lot of volunteers, which are amazing, that come in and help with this, many of which are alumni. So they were campers and they become junior counselors, and then some of them stick around and are counselors. Many of them are volunteers that have been volunteers for a long time, and they wanted to get involved in other ways, and so they became counselors at Camp Love a Pet. So couldn't do it without our counselors and our campers, and it's so much fun. I love camp.
How many dogs get adopted out of that?
Usually for graduation, it's we've had all of them adopted once, but usually it's a little over half get adopted for graduation and go home on graduation. Right now, if I'm not mistaken, we have 2 dogs left from camp that need to get adopted.
Okay.
So, and that's Pink and Gabby, who are both fantastic dogs. So Pink is just an older girl who's going to do better in a home with no dogs because she's a little bit ornery. But she is a great, great dog. But again, she's a little bit older, but she's a sweetheart, so we'd love to see her get adopted. And then Gabby is a young dog with a lot of energy. She did have heartworms when she came in, so we treated her for heartworms, so she's heartworm-free. And she just has a lot of energy, so we're looking for a home for her, too. But she is a great dog. She did great with her campers. She's very eager to learn and very loving. So, yeah, so Gabby and Pink, both looking for homes.
Cool. Katrina wasn't here Friday.
Reed came in.
Mm-hmm. And the dog she brought in was a high energy pup. I wasn't here in the morning. I came in a little bit later, and Linda said, "There's a high energy pup in here today. It was levitating." But
yeah, some of those pups are, well, you know, are. And they're so excited to just get out of the kennel and go on a field trip and. Yeah. Have some fun. I mean, that's, you know, that could be the only time it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Our volunteers do a great job of taking them out and walking them and socializing them. So does our staff. But, you know, to get away from the shelter is always good. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun for them.
Gross night out. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to remind everybody that there's a veterans luncheon on the first Friday of every month. And it's going to be at the Country Waffles, and it's inviting all veterans and friends. You don't necessarily have to be a veteran, but maybe you know, maybe somebody in your family served, and you just like to go down and have lunch. It's going to be this Friday at Country Waffle. Like I said, it starts at 11:30, and they've got there's a room back there, and it's, you know, just a good fellowship and all this. And if you're interested in that, you can just show up. And it's open to all services, all ranks, rates. Everybody's invited. Even all branches. You should go down and do that one time. Yeah. And contact Richard Marchand for more information at 524-5681. But it's open. And you don't have to make reservations. Just show up down there. We'll be right back.
All the way. homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Let's do a little Bon Jovi. What is that? The Outlaw Horseman. Was, did he have one? What was that? Let's do a Bon Jovi. We come back for Mark Story, our guest. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated. Here, a true community bank with four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one on California Street, the other in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. And we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we talked about the annual Love a Pet Camp, Camp Love a Pet, which is his favorite time of the year. Gets to go out there and interact with all these dogs, and most of them have been out of the 16, 14 have been adopted. Two are still looking for homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zumba Bash.
Yeah, so
sounded like it was huge.
Zumba Bash was great, yeah. It was spectacular. We had over 100 supporters who joined us for a night of Zumba dancing, their favorite music legends. I want to thank Anderson Family Fitness and Jennifer Lozoya for everything that she does to put this on. And then all the instructors, the vendors, the guests, DJ Unruly, Wind River, it was really an awesome night. And it was a lot of fun. So we'll be doing it again next year. It'll be in August. I don't have a date yet. When I do, I'll make sure I give you a save the date. But just look on our Facebook and you can do that. And look, we do have an event coming up pretty quick. It'll be, what is that, next Friday, I guess, which would be the September 8th.
Yep.
From 5 to 7 p.m. It's called Wags Wolf and Wine, and it's going to be at Mosley Family Cellars. We'll have shelter dogs, music, and games. Mosley Family Cellars will, again, donate 50% of wine bottle purchases to Haven, and the Dogfather will be selling gourmet sausages at the event as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't been to their new building, it's a really cool, quaint building. It's right there on Pine. It's
a great place.
Yeah, it really is. It's been a lot of different things, but I love the way they have it set up. It's very homey and quaint, and it's perfect for a wine tasting or just to come in and just hang out. It's a lot of fun. So, again, that'll be September 8th from 5 to 7. And then, of course, Bark, Wine, and Brew is coming up on October 7th at Wind River. Our theme this year is Alice in Wonderland. It's going to be a really good time. We do have a few seats left, and we have one, maybe two tables left. So if you're interested in doing that, you can give us a call at 241-5262. Speak to Mandy or Amanda about that. We're also still looking for donations for both live and silent auctions. We need those in the next couple weeks so we can get all that going. But
we're
going to be a lot of fun.
We're
going
to give an advertisement package to you.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. That's fantastic. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I have my costume already.
What are you going to be?
Mad Hatter.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah, right.
Well, it was either that or Alice.
Well, it was either that or the Cheshire Cat, and I don't think I could pull off the Cheshire Cat. So.
I was thinking more Alice there.
Yeah.
I can see you. Mm-hmm. Have a little hip.
It's going to be fun. I'm really looking
forward to it. Wouldn't you have to shave if you were Alice?
I should shave for the Mad Hatter, but I'm not going to shave the goatee.
Oh, no. Mad Hatter could be a goatee.
Goatee, yeah. I'm going to go with the goatee, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So, I also do want to thank John Pohlmeyer, Edward Jones, our Power Pup sponsor, Wallner Plumbing. Both
easy
of these
for
folks,
you to say.
Yeah, John Pohlmeyer is our presenting sponsor this year from Edward Jones, and him and his whole team have been great this whole year for all of our events. We want to thank them, and definitely Wallner Plumbing as well. So thank both of them. It really takes a whole village to do this, and so we have so many sponsors and donors, and you can look at all those on our website, on our Facebook, come to an event. We really appreciate all of their help and support. And then, of course, we've got North State Giving Tuesday coming up November 28th.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to Bark, Wine, and Brew. This is going to be the first one we miss in, gosh, forever. Because we're going to a celebration of mine and one of my really good friends' birthday parties out of state. But we always enjoy this because, one, everybody has a good time. That everybody comes in dressed up. And people put time in their costumes.
Oh, yeah.
They really do. And then you have the cakes. Are they going to have those this year?
We're going to have desserts, yep. We're going to have a dessert auction.
Well, that dessert auction, people bake cakes, and they're works of art.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I remember that one when we were doing the stuff, with aliens and all that.
Yeah, it
those
was crazy.
Alien cakes were, one.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
They all are, every year.
I still am, just baffled by how they do it, because they look so realistic and just creative. Yeah, they're amazing. So, yeah, we're gonna have a dessert auction. We're going to have some desserts.
I'm going to tell a story about Mark here.
Uh-oh.
This was years ago when Bark, Wine, and Brew, and you realized that night there were more people coming than there were seats. Do you remember that? I don't know, seven years ago?
No, that was a lot longer than that. That was 2014.
Okay. Well, almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were more people showing up. Then you had tables. So all of your employees, everybody that worked there, they were bringing in tables to eat up on the, eat up the stairs and everything like that, so you get everybody seated. That was just, that was people showing up that at the last minute. So we want to sell those tables and get those things early. Everybody got in, everybody got fed.
Yeah, and that was... That was a process that needed to be fixed, so we fixed it, but we also really appreciated all the support, and we continue to sell out every single year thanks to the support. It really is a fun event, and I think that it, like Camp Love a Pet, it's gotten better, I think, every year. As we've grown with our directors of development who have been putting these on, I think they've found new ways to make check-in and check-out easier, but also just to make it fun. I think our auctioneer, Tim, is fantastic. He's a professional nonprofit auctioneer.
Yeah,
he's a lot of fun.
He's pretty much taking it over. He knows he knows what has to be done.
Yeah. And
how do people sign up again for this? I mean, where do they go to? They just go to the
241-5262. Just call them because, like I said, we have very few seats left. Okay. We're almost completely sold out. I think we might have one table left and a few extra seats. So 241-5262, and you can contact Mandy or Amanda.
Great.
In development, and they can help you out. But yeah, it really has gotten better. And then you know, we've got Jake Easy as our DJ too, and so the sound has really improved. I mean, his music is amazing, and he does a great job. Jake is great. And he's so much fun to work with, and so easy to work with, and he's become a great part of our team as well. So looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So. I actually got my jacket last night for my outfit, so I had to put it on last night and check it out. And
already?
It's exactly what I wanted. So,
you wear it next month? To here?
No. No, I cannot.
I think you should come in costume.
I think that's not going to happen. I'm not going to.
Giving Tuesday.
I'm not going to premiere that until October 7th at Park Wine and Brew.
Okay.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday is just coming up. It's going to be November 28th. It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And, you know, last year we were privileged to be one of the over 190 nonprofits who participated in the event, thanks to the Community Foundation of the North State putting this on. So we are seeking 4 Power Hour sponsors, which basically will just match donations for that hour. So if you're interested in doing that and helping out, again, 241-5262, talk to Mandy about that.
That's a pretty spectacular event. There's a lot of good organizations out there. Besides Saving Humanity. I mean,
I agree. I mean, you and I talk about this every year, and usually it's the last Tuesday of the month, so we usually have a show that morning. In fact, I think we have every year.
Yeah, we have.
And, you know, I always encourage people, you know, if you want to know what's going on in the community from a nonprofit standpoint, look on that website during that day, because there's a description of pretty much every nonprofit that is working in the area on there. Even the smaller ones are on there, and you can get a description of them. You can see what they're doing. I go on there every year and learn something new about a nonprofit that I didn't even know existed, and all the great work they're doing. So, I mean, there's 190 in our area, and it's not just Shasta County. So it's neighboring counties that are participating in this as well. And it's just great to see all the things that are being done. I mean, we talk about how amazing this community is, and this is a chance where you can donate to them, which is great and certainly much appreciated by all the nonprofits and everybody in our community. But it's also a chance just to look and see, you know, what kind of work is actually being done in the community, and so that's great. And, you know, the Community Foundation of North State brings us all together for this, and, you know, I thank them every year because I think Carrie and her team do such a great job over there.
There's several million dollars come through here, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They usually it's over $1 million for that one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember when we were in the service, they had a – I don't know if it was called United Way Day or something, but they had – they really push everybody to donate, and you had a list of like 30 different –
Oh, it's more than that. Yeah, what the
30
heck was
or
that?
40 different
what was
organizations.
That campaign called?
Yeah. It wasn't United Way. It was something else.
Yeah, but, no, I know exactly.
But
what you're talking about.
And then so the command wants to get 100% participation. Well, you know, Marines going to say I really don't want to participate. And when you got down to our levels, down, you know, I mean, if you're starting at the general's level, oh yeah, we can get 100%. Well, no, you can't. And the thing is, you got to understand that. And if you had a good commander, they'd understand is that you know, if you can get 80-85%. But we'd look at what they did though is they had it. The one thing that was really a telling thing was, they would say what percentage of the money that was donated made it out to where it was supposed to go.
Yeah, they had a huge breakdown. Combined federal campaign.
I had to
look it up.
That was it. Yes.
Yeah. CSP. Oh, I totally remember
it. Remember that? And then so, but you could see, like, if for every dollar donated to this like one organization, 50% would make it. 50% was overhead. Some of them were less than that. Some of them were 90% made it to where it was supposed to be. And, you know, that was one of the things I'd look at.
Yeah, there was a whole booklet they gave us.
Yeah. And how much of this is getting down to the people they're supposed to?
That's a good question. I wonder if they still do that. I'm sure they don't print the booklets anymore. But.
No, but I mean, you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Once a year, here we come.
For sure.
It's time for combined federal campaign. And then just be a groan from all the leadership.
It was one of those duties you didn't want to get tasked with handling because you didn't want to have to hand out the booklets and track everything.
Junior officers. That's what they're there for. Hey, we got to take a break. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years, maybe 16 years at this point. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. In fact, I'm supposed to be rolling in there today. You can reach them at 530-244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. And, by the way, Lucky Miller's is starting a fight to try and take back his business from homeless and crime. And we talked about that yesterday. There are several of them over there that it's enough's enough. We'll be right back.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you know people who have difficulty managing their time, talents, and treasure? I sure know them. And they aren't just teenagers and college students. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, and I'm inviting you to sample an evening class for free that addresses this problem. It's titled Personal Management for Life and Ministry with Dr. Dan Iles.
That sounds great. I personally found it's easy to lose focus, let time get away, and fail to accomplish the goals I really want to accomplish. This can be true even for some of us in various types of Christian ministry.
This class meets Tuesday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. beginning September 5th through December the 11th. Dr. Iles will address the importance of spiritual disciplines, practical tips on planning, crafting a mission statement, and using your God-given gifts to the max. It's been said, those who fail to plan, plan to fail.
How true that is. And remember, it's free to audit, but may be converted to credit. To enroll, call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Here, Bon Jovi.
You don't even know who's that.
Bon Jovi.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's what I said. Like you would know.
Of course, I know.
You're so old.
You said Bon Jovi. You know what?
Well, good. You know what?
Wow.
You're so adroit. You run the show.
All right, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back. 8:33 in the morning here on the 29th of August with Carl Bott and Mark Story. It's about 68 degrees. It's going to be hazy today because of the fires. It should clear up tonight, a low of about 68. It's going to be like this. It's going to be not too hot. At night in the 60s, during the day in the low 90s, rain later on this week, chance of showers on Friday, Saturday, chance of showers, and on Labor Day it's going to be sunny with a high near 86. Perfect weather. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Now I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Let's talk about Pongo.
Pongo, yeah. This is our pet story for the month. So Pongo came to us as a stray. Pongo is a Mastiff mix, mainly Mastiff. He came to us. He was probably about 120 pounds when he came to us. When he left, he was probably closer to 140 pounds. He immediately became a favorite of many of the staff and a couple of the volunteers because he's a big dog, so he's not hard to walk, actually. He's actually not bad, but when you go in his kennel, he's just super excited to see people. But once you get him out in the yard, he'll roll on his back and he's the biggest love. And I had a ball playing with him. I would actually take him out and walk him periodically. And Pongo is just, I mean, he's a bull in a china shop and he always will be, but he's just such a great, great guy, and he's just so goofy and fun. And so, yeah, Pongo was adopted a couple weeks ago, and he's living his best life now. In a home, which is great.
I saw a reel last night of two Great Danes playing in the living room, and one jumped on the other one, and they managed to put their heads through the wallboard.
Nice.
Didn't even slow them down. And mom's yelling at him, "Wow!" And they both stopped. You know, they knew something had happened. They weren't sure what.
Pongo
like
was
fifth size through the wall.
Pongo was with us for quite some time. In fact, Pongo was here when we got all that snow, and one of the volunteers,
gosh,
Heather, who that was her boy. She loved that boy. She still loves this boy, but she came in when it was snowing, and she took him out and sent me a video of him running in the snow, and it's, you know, he's a big, lanky guy, so it was just so funny when he runs because he looks so uncoordinated, which he's not, but he looks it. And it was just, it was the cutest video. I absolutely adore Pongo and hope he lives his best life with his new family because he's a pretty special
guy. It takes somebody special to have a 120-pound dog.
Yeah, it does.
140-pound dog.
And he thinks he's a lap dog. I mean, he wants to be with people. He's extremely loving. Just a goofy, goofy guy. And a huge love. So I wanted to share that with everybody because, you know,
that's a happy story. It's got good ending.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a great boy.
I tell you what, Linda and I were driving out off Silverbridge yesterday or the day before, and there's this white dog out there. It looked almost like a, you know, like the stock dogs, you know, a big one, you know, like the ones that guard the stock.
Like a Pyrenees?
No, not a Pyrenees. There's another kind, but kind of like that. Yeah. And he's kind of walking down the road and we were looking. I mean, we had not seen him out there before. I wonder if he was lost or whatever. But, you know, he kind of trotted down this one road. you know, like to a house, but never seen him out there. But, you know, he's kind of looking at you like, you know, hey, are you here for me? What do we do when we see something like that? Do we call you? Say, hey, just
well, if you're in the city limits, you call us.
Well, it was out in Palisade Drive.
Then you need to call, Shasta County Animal Control.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do city limits of Redding and Anderson.
Okay. So if it's out in Palisade Drive and you see something like that,
then you're going to call Shasta County
Animal Control. I thought if I probably opened up the truck door, he'd probably, you know, what if they jump in? Now we've got a dog.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time when you're talking about livestock.
And then just has allergies.
Livestock guarding dogs and stuff like that, they're probably on their way home.
That's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm talking about. The big ones are out
probably
there.
Probably Anatolian is probably what you're.
That was kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, and they, I mean, they're not going to roam too terribly far away from their flock. So normally they would be doing that unless they get dumped, which, you know, is a possibility.
People do that.
Yeah, all the time, unfortunately. Yeah.
How can I give the car down the street to y'all so it makes it worth money?
Well, first you got to go to the owner of the car down the street and talk to them. You can't just give us their car.
It's short-term rental. They're parking in the wrong spot. I can't just go down there and break in and get the registration out, sign it over to myself,
no,
and give it to you.
It works.
No, can't do that.
The way you asked that question is pretty funny. So we have partnered with Cars, Inc., and if you or somebody you know who you can get permission from to would like to donate their vehicle, so it doesn't have to be a car. It could be a car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, boat. All of that helps. So
could it be trailers?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
like,
camping trailers, yes.
You know, like old horse trailers or
camping
trailers?
I would call.
But it says
I'm
camping
sure.
trailers, so I imagine horse
trailers.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll take them all.
Yeah.
So you simply call 855-500-7433. I'll read it one more time, 855-500-7433. Or you can click through our website under ways to give and donate at havenhumane.org. And our partners, Cars, Inc., will tow your vehicle at no cost and send you a tax deduction receipt. So they'll handle all the paperwork. They'll take care of it. The car, the vehicle does not need to be running. They'll take care of all of that. And then we get a huge portion of the proceeds of the sale back to help us with the animals, which is awesome. So, and we've had quite a few people do it. I think we're at like, what was the last I heard? I think it's like 18 cars have been donated, which is great. So,
and then you get a tax deductible, and they'll say what the worth of it is, but you still get it.
Yeah, they'll tell you what they think it's worth. It doesn't mean it's going to sell for that, but they're going to give you what they think it's worth
at
the time. Yeah, and it's and honestly, it hasn't been a whole heck of a lot of money that we've brought in from those vehicles, but you know what? It's money that we brought in, and people have been able to get their cars in, and that money went to good, which is great. So, and they do all the work, which is the biggest thing.
You know, the biggest thing we do, we donate a lot, but we don't keep receipts. But this year I've started keeping receipts because it was like several hundred dollars.
Yeah, it can make a difference.
It can make a difference in there. And things you're supporting. And there's so many nonprofits around here to support, like on Giving Tuesday, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're going to support two or three of them.
Yeah.
Besides you. I mean, I've got another one that has become my favorite just because I've gotten to know them. But it's with animals. But I always support you guys. And because without Haven Humane, we would literally be up to our ass in animals. Excuse me. Did you hit the delete button? No. That word's okay, right?
Correct.
Okay. That word's okay.
He asks after the fact.
Asks after the fact. what we have run into problems is people playing music. These new songs are coming out, and there's four-letter words in there. Not the F word, but the S word.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that my, that they sneak them in because, you know, you're listening to music and all of a sudden it comes through. And if you're not paying attention, did they say that? So, our Cracker Jack producers are all over that with our delete.
Of course they are.
They have to be. Otherwise, none of us have a job. But anyway, what I'm going things for that is the good that you all do. I usually say this at the end, but I got to say it now. That I see the kind of work you do. I see the people working for you. I see that, you know, it's a tough job. I couldn't do your job. I know that right now. Unless you were quitting, and then I'd put in for it. but, you know, you've got to balance so many things. And in the middle of it are living, breathing souls, beings in the middle of this.
Yeah.
You see the worst and you see the best. the best being that you find a home for an animal.
That's a really good way to put it. We also see the worst and the best in humanity. And it's been a very, very difficult year. Probably, and you would think it, you would think that it wouldn't be like this with us, you know, having COVID so recently, having car fire, having Snowmageddon, having all these years where we had challenges. I think this year has been the most challenging year actually yet. And that's just because of the number of animals that we've had coming in. I've never seen it this bad in animal care. And it's not just here. It's across the country. And there's tons of reasons for it, but it really doesn't matter what the reason is, because regardless of the reason, we have to deal with it. And it's been very difficult on the team, and I'm inspired by them every day because they come in, they give their all. And I'm not just talking about the staff. I'm talking about the volunteers, the adopters, the foster parents, our sponsors, our donors. And our team is just there to keep weathering this storm until we get through this. Because it has been very difficult. We ask our team, especially our staff, to do a lot of things that I wish like heck we didn't have to ask them to do. And so it's really important that our community supports and gets on board and helps us out, because we can't do this by ourselves. I've said that from the beginning, that we can't. It takes a village, and we're very fortunate to be in this village because I believe that this is one of the most supportive communities I've ever been fortunate enough to live in. And you and I, both being part of the military, saw many, many communities, whether we were there for a short time or a long time. We've been all around the world and see many communities. And yes, I'm not going to say that we don't have our issues here, but at the end of the day, we all, I equate it like family, right? I feel like we all love each other. We don't always like each other, but we always love each other. And I think we're always there for each other when we really need to be. And I think that's...
And we've proven that.
We've proven that time and time again. Yes, I agree 100%. And Haven would not be where we are today without the support of this community. And I hope and pray every day that that continues, because the team that we have working at Haven is there every day. And believe me, it's not a paycheck that brings them back. They're there for these animals and for this community and to help out. So I appreciate everybody, and I'm honored to be the CEO and to be the coach of such an amazing team, because our team is amazing. It's not me, it's them. They're doing all the hard stuff. They're doing all the work, and they deserve all the credit.
Okay. Well, let's take a break on that.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Meats and Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, Al Pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, you know what we may do tomorrow?
Hmm.
Who's on tomorrow?
Christina.
Oh. Well, we may or may not do this. North of Richmond. You know, not exposing ourselves to certain words in there. Maybe a north of Richmond tomorrow.
Well, if you start it at like the 42nd mark, you won't.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think there's another. Okay, 40 seconds for 15 seconds, 20 seconds. We're safe. Because I think it's in there twice.
Is it? I'll look up the lyrics.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, hey, welcome back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with us. And we're talking, of course, Haven Humane. What do you have next? You know, you've got.
So I got a couple quick things here. So our vet hospital, we're still doing our vaccine clinics. They are from 8 to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. It's a first-come, first-serve. We've been doing about 35-plus animals, so we definitely encourage people to get there early. And then the last Thursday of the month is our Feral Fiesta Day, which will be this Thursday because it's the last day of the month. And so we will be spaying and neutering up to 50 feral cats, and drop-off is at 7:15 a.m. Those are feral cats, so they need to be in a trap. And pickup will be the same day at 4 p.m. We do have vouchers that take off anywhere from 44% to 100% of the surgery cost, depending on where you live, which is going to make the cost $0 to $25 per cat. Well, so
you say according to where you live. If you live in town, do you get more
off? So, yeah, Reading is a lot more off. And
okay.
We have Anderson and we have Shasta County as well.
Because we have three or four in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not a problem, but they end up, you know, they're sleeping outside and, you know, they hang around and
trap them.
I
wonder, get them
spayed
and neutered, they get rabies vaccinated, and that way
you
don't worry about them.
When you spay them and you spay or neuter them, you cut off the end of their ear, right? You clip the ear.
Yeah, we tip the ear.
Tip the ear.
They
don't cut off half the ear. They
just tip it straight across on one side. And I can't even remember which side it is. But that way, if you see a cat that's got its ear tipped, so it's straight on one edge or one ear, then
they've been fixed.
Then it's been altered, yeah.
Okay.
Correct. And then we also do seven trap neuter releases a day, first come, first serve, Monday through Thursday. So you can do that. Vouchers to the vet hospital. And then don't forget my YouTube channel. Every Monday I have a new Mark's Monday mashup that comes out. It talks about what's going on at Haven. They're pretty quick. They're usually about 3 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, and they're never more than five. We're really full. You can help by just sharing. Just get on our Facebook, get on our webpage, share these animals, and help out. Obviously, if you're getting your animals spayed, neutered, licensed, microchipped, all that stuff, that certainly helps too. And then if you're interested in volunteering, we love our volunteers. Go to our website, havenhumane.org. Go under volunteers, fill out a pretty easy application, and then Cassie, our volunteer coordinator, will get with you on the next steps. We have tons of ways to volunteer. But before I forget, make sure I get it in here. I want to thank my bride, Tina. Today is our 33rd anniversary, and so she probably...
Happy anniversary to you.
Yeah, she probably needs happy some kind of therapy being married to me you. For 33
years.
She's
a saint.
Yeah, she
there's,
is.
You know, there's a halo above her head for living with you for how long?
33 years, yeah.
So were you in the service?
Yeah, we both were.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we
That's
both were.
Cool. Well, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
God, I've been hearing horror stories lately from friends. They're going the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, you know, I would say marriage can be one of the harder jobs you'll ever have, but
you
it's
think?
Also the most rewarding.
Well, Linda says she says it's a job.
Yeah,
she says you got to work. You know, you got to work at it if you're gonna. You know, if you want something to be a success, you got to work at it. So, and I wonder sometimes. I mean, Linda and I. At times we could be volatile, and it's hard to believe. And there's been FUs flying around, you know, early on in our marriage, but we've gotten past that.
It's funny. I'll share this because nobody that's listening would know these people, but a friend of mine said that, you know, he was having some issues with his spouse, and said they'd had. 3 disagreements in 16 days, and I told Tina that, and Tina said, oh, my gosh, if that's the metric, we're in trouble.
Yeah, 3 disagreements in 16 days.
And I just
really?
I started laughing. I said, yeah, I don't think that's the same metric that we're going to use.
No, I don't think so. 3 in 16 days.
You know, I think the important thing is you never go to bed mad.
Yes. Always I love yous and kisses and hugs and all that.
And
even if you're up till 3 in the morning to get to there.
Right. I mean, you know, I think sometimes disagreements are healthy, but sometimes they're not. But, yeah,
congratulations.
I couldn't have asked for a better partner for life, and I love her dearly. So.
Tina is such a nice woman.
Yeah, Tina.
I mean, she's really good. Hey, what do you want to hit? We got, 5 minutes left. We got... besides the fact that we know we need to get all these animals adopted and your volunteers and how important they are. And
we need fosters. So if you're interested
in
fostering kittens.
How do you foster a kitten?
Well, I mean, you just bring them home and just let them. It's pretty easy. We provide all the stuff. So
have they already been kind of like litter trained?
I mean, they're kittens, so no.
They
I mean, they're kittens. So
how do you litter train a kitten?
They actually pick up on it themselves. Cats are smart.
Yeah.
So, they've had litter boxes in there. Most of them are litter trained before they come just because that's where they've been going to the bathroom is in the litter box. So they're already, pretty much litter trained. But, if you're interested in doing that, you can call 241-1653 and speak to Reed. Reed is our foster coordinator. And, because we have right now, I went in, in fact, yesterday's Mark's Monday mashup is all about the kitten nursery. I actually went in the kitten nursery, and as of last week when I filmed that episode, we had 60-something kittens in the kitten nursery, and many of those would be great in fosters. And the important thing for fosters is, or the reason for fostering and why it's so important is because the kittens then get more socialization, and they're ready to be adopted more. When they come out. So our staff does a great job, and our volunteers do a great job of socializing and playing with the kittens, but nothing replaces them being in a home and out and about and socializing and playing around and playing with the family.
Yeah, learning what you can do and what you can't. Like you can train a cat.
You can train a cat. You can clicker train cats just like you can clicker train dogs that are super smart, actually. They're just a little more
they just think they're
peculiar with that's exactly right.
Dogs think you
just saved me a lot of time.
Yeah,
that's exactly
they think
what
they're
godlike.
Here's a comment in here.
Sure.
Okay, so I bring in a feral cat, then I have to pay for it, then I have to pick it up and drop it all the way back out in the wild. Well, no. If you've got feral cats in your neighborhood, you put your trap out, you get it. Yes, you do have to bring it down, but you may get it for free. You don't have to pay, or you may have to pay a little. But what you've done then is you take it and just drop it back off. What that means is that cat's going to stay in the neighborhood. It's still going to protect its area. It just can't breed, so you don't have a bunch of kittens going around. It takes a little bit out of your day, but... you could, if you live in Redding, you'd probably get it for free. And you've taken, and if you catch two of them, you've taken two breeding animals off of the off the streets. And if everybody did this, it would take forever. But because, but you could literally
it wouldn't
come
take
up,
forever. If everybody did it, it would take a lot, a significantly shorter amount of time.
Yeah, if everybody did that.
And until everybody is willing to do that, we're going to continue to have cats and kittens running around the streets. And it's been proven in cities across the country. And it's not Haven's responsibility. We take that upon ourselves to do that. But it's a community problem. It's a problem that has been happening for longer than any of us have been around because we've just let it happen. And it's something that we're only going to be able to fix as a community.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that. I appreciate the comment because I hear that a lot. But yes, that's exactly how we're going to fix that is we need to get more people involved
and
helping
out. And you know
what?
I talk about these three or four cats we see around the neighborhood. I don't see any kittens.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking is that they've all been fixed. And
they could be, yeah. I mean, until we either, A, spay-neuter all the cats in the community, or B, make sure that all cats live indoors, which I don't see B ever happening, we're going to have the same issue. I mean, we just are. And unfortunately, like I said, we just kind of let this go for, 100 years. I mean, it's just we've been building to this point, and now it's, we take a big chunk out of that and help as much as we possibly can. But there's not one organization in any city that can handle this by themselves. It's too big a problem. It's going to take the community working together to make that happen.
It's not like you have, four or five barn cats that are, that some of them disappear all the time because of animals, coyotes and stuff. And these are ones that are – they've got kitten – feral cat colonies here in town.
Yeah. And I think your barn cat thing is actually a pretty good example because let's say you have five cats, barn cats, and you've got two males and three females. Those three females, you could have 60 cats in a year.
If they weren't fixed. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Hey, buddy. Thanks a lot for coming through.
Yeah. Thanks
and
for being
remember,
part of our
Bark,
team.
Wine, and Brew is coming up, and there's just a few seats left. So give them a call at 530-241-5262. And happy anniversary. Tina, you're a saint.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow. And everybody have